scientific-based attraction. Robin Dunbar is an anthropologist. He had a couple of interesting ideas. One is something called a Dunbar number, the number of people we can keep track of in our brains. For humans, it's about 150, meaning you have space in your brain to instantly recall everything you know about somebody for up to about 150 people. Once you see their face, everything clicks into place. Most people don't have a network of that many real people in real life, so we tend to fill it in with familiar faces. Bartenders, waitresses, staff at our favorite stores, etc. Dunbar had another interesting idea, that the ratio of our neocortex to the rest of our brain is correlated to how big our tribe is, not just in humans, but in all primates. Since all primates are highly social animals, we need a lot of our brain to keep track of all the people in our tribe. And because this holds true in all primates, this is not related to language. Chimps make and keep friends for life just like humans without needing language. A few psychological studies have been done on what makes people unattractive. Not physically, but people that kind of put off a negative vibe, a kind of don't hang around that person kind of vibe. The best they can describe this is incongruence. They are thinking and expressing two completely different things. On the other hand, those that are insanely attractive are also insanely congruent. They express exactly how they feel. But dudes who live on the sidewalk are also congruent. So it's not only congruence that makes people attractive. It's congruence and the idea of enjoying who you are, appreciating who you are. Sure, you may work at Taco Bell, live with your parents, but if you genuinely enjoy your life, and you are congruent about it, you'll make a lot of friends, and you'll enjoy a lot of relationships. But there are a couple of other deep human traits that can make you insanely attractive. These have nothing to do with looks or money. They can't. Why? Deep feelings of friendship, love, sexual desire, intimacy were present long before humans invented language, so they cannot be based on more recent inventions like money or clothing or even looks. It's only because most of us are very weak in these deep traits, we can only see the surface level stuff. But if you work on this deep stuff, this much deeper and more ancient collection of traits, you'll be a walking people magnet. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.